Would you like to be happier? Would you like to have a stronger marriage? Would you enjoy having a better relationship with your children, your parents, your siblings, your friends, the people that you work with? Wouldn't we all? In a world where we have everything at our fingertips, have more wealth than could be imagined, and are protected by many devices, God has been replaced. People are experiencing loneliness, stress, depression, and a host of many other mental illnesses. The temperature of the world continues to rise as people try to figure out what to do about climate change. Crime continues to rise as people spread further and further apart to keep themselves from harm. What if the answer to all these concerns is God? Join me on this podcast as I journey through a passage that has shaped the life of my wife and me. Psalm 127. This passage holds the keys to what ails the world. I absolutely believe it. Join me in this podcast as we journey together talking about life, love, work, play, all of it, just to figure out if God is really the most important thing in our lives. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Unless the Lord. I am your host, Alan Getty. So excited that you joined us today. I am a day late this week. Can't really explain why. Just kept forgetting to do this important task this week. I had some other things going on, nothing major, but still, this is life. You know, when you have a full-time job and you have children and you have responsibilities that you're over, things happen and I forgot. So anyway, I'm a day late, but I wanted to welcome you to February. Couple things. My book is, as always, available at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all the places you can buy books. It's available in print and ebook. So there you go. This week has been just a really nice week. I actually got a lot done this week. Things that I needed to get done. Let me tell you a couple things that I'm kind of adding to, that's been on the website, but I want to point you to my website. It's right now, it's unlesstheLord.org. It's going to be changing to alangetty.com here in the near future. I don't know when, but whenever we get a chance to get to that, we will. But it's called unlesstheLord.org. That's unlesstheLord.org. And you can contact me through the website. You can also check out different things. One of the things that I am offering through the website is I am a Prepare and Rich certified, which Prepare and Rich is nothing more than a assessment you take that kind of gives you an idea of strengths and weaknesses. And then I kind of work through those strengths and weaknesses with you and help you to do some things better. So if you're thinking about getting married, you could use my Prepare and Rich code. If you're having some issues in the parenting realm and you need some help there, I can use Prepare and Rich to help you with that. If you're struggling with some marital things, or even if your marriage is really strong and you just want to do like a refresh course, go there, check it out. I do it for free. You do have to pay for the Prepare and Rich assessment, which I think is like $30 per person. It's not too expensive, and it really, you get a lot out of it. So just wanted to make sure you guys know I do that there. As I'm getting ready to write my next book, I will let you guys know how that's going as we get into that. It is February, and February, there is Valentine's Day. So I'm going to spend February talking about marriage. In particular, this week, though, we're getting ready. Tamara and I are going up, not this week. Not this upcoming week, but the week after this, we're getting ready to go to a marriage conference called Weekend to Remember. It's run by Family Life. And it's really good. And I'm going to tell you something. My wife and I have gone to and led multiple marriage. I don't think we've had a year where we haven't gone to a marriage conference of some sort, either one that we're helping to lead or going just as a couple to enhance and better our marriage. And I want to tell you that I think these are vitally important to any marriage. Now, I don't think they have to be Christian-based, although, of course, that's very helpful. I think they have to be something that you want to do together. I think it's important that you do it away from home so that you have the opportunity to sort of spend time together in that moment. A lot of times I see churches, they'll do a marriage conference there at their church. And although I don't think that's bad, I think that's really good. I think it's really, really good for you to get away from home, leave the kids at home, leave your kids with somebody, make it a weekend, make it a romantic, and make it a time where you two are really connecting, really talking, and really making it a point to focus on your marriage. And so we have that coming up in a couple weeks. But in the midst of that, I have had about four couples over the past maybe half a year, so about 6 months, that have decided to call it quits and filed for divorce. And two of them, I would say, probably mutual, two of them not. And I have to tell you, it really breaks my heart. Now, I'm not going to get biblical on you here today. I really just want to talk about the idea of quitting and the idea of quitting in marriage. And I notice in marriages that struggle the most, people quit in stages. Let me step back and talk about that a little bit. So I think people quit in stages. I think they quit in stages at work. They quit in stages at a lot of different things. But in particular marriage, what you notice is stages. So I have always noticed there's always at one point a decision to quit something that starts the waterfall. And if it's not addressed, I've noticed that it could take years, but after a while, it's proven that this person is quitting on this marriage. So what does that look like? Well, let's say, you know, when I say quit in stages, so let's say you see a couple and they have been really good. They show up at events. They always hold hands. Let's start really simple. And you notice that they're not holding hands anymore. Now, doesn't mean they don't love each other. It doesn't mean that they're mad at each other. It's just something they've quit doing. My guess is, without any thought process, is that it was one person who decided they weren't doing it anymore, and the other person didn't bring it up. So in one way, they quit. In another way, one of them made the first move. And so I know that that's a really small thing. And I'm not saying that if you quit holding hands, it'll lead to divorce. I'm just pointing out that it can start as simple as that. And then, you know, there's an old story that a pastor used to say. I used to love it, you know, and there's this married couple and they're driving an old car. And back in the day, cars had bench seats. There was no such thing as bucket seats. Cars had bench seats, and bench seats were, you know, you had a whole seat in the front, and even if you had a stick shift, the gear shifter for automatic or stick was on the column of the steering wheel. So there was nothing in the seat. And we didn't have cup holders back then. I mean, just kind of the thing. So there's a story of a couple, and they're driving one day, and the wife looks over at her husband and she goes, "How come you don't sit next to me anymore in the car?" Kind of a weird statement. And the husband goes, "Well, I've been sitting here. You're the one that moved away." Now she moved away, but he never said anything. She never said anything until this day. And at that point, there's a decision to make. Now, if it's important to her that she sit next to him, she needs to do that. He can't move. He's driving. Unless she wants to drive and he wants to sit next to her. It doesn't matter. I don't care. The point is that it was a decision made at some point. It may have been a decision that wasn't a decision that was conscious. Like maybe they were carrying something in the middle portion of the seat and they started sitting over there. And then now all of a sudden they don't sit that close. Same with holding hands. You have a young child, a baby, and your hands are busy. So therefore you don't hold hands and nobody ever expresses it. Nobody ever says it. And all of a sudden you have two people that aren't holding hands. So I am a firm believer that process of quitting takes time, but that if we quit enough times, we will eventually quit the marriage. And I can go back to many, many times over watching marriages and you see them quit the little things. And then eventually they quit the big things. So what I'm telling you is this, is that if you want to show somebody love, you have to constantly lean into that love. If that's holding hands, if that's writing notes, if that's watching shows together, whatever that is, don't quit doing the little things because the little things are important. They may not seem important at the time. Let me tell you some of the little things that my wife and I do after 30 years of marriage that I think are vitally important. We hold hands. I love to hold hands with my wife. I don't even know if she loves to hold my hand. I've never asked, but we hold hands. We do date night every week. We are adamant about doing date night every week. And so we don't ever stop. Date night is vitally important to us and we do it. Again, if I'm to be honest, I didn't ask Tamara if it was important to her that we do date night, but we do it because it's important to me. And I'm going to continue doing it. I won't stop. We always take time to listen to each other and talk every night. And we'll tell the kids, oh no, it's our time. You have to wait. And sometimes we might talk for an hour. Sometimes we might talk for 15 minutes, but every night we make sure we talk to each other. And those are things that we do. Now, if I go back and I go to people who have gotten a divorce or are on the precipice of divorce, there are moments where I can go back and see where they quit doing certain things. You know, you'll talk to a couple and it'll be like, well, we used to do this, but now we don't. And when you ask them why they don't do it, the answer is never good. It's never like, well, I just decided I don't like this person. It's always, we just stopped and we never did it again. and so what I notice is that you quit that and then pretty soon you quit this and pretty soon you quit this. And over time, you become complete two different entities. Maybe you're living in the same house. You might even be sleeping in the same bed, but you're business partners who have some benefits as opposed to people that are deeply in love with each other and working out to be loving towards each other. I think this is very important. So if you're married, if you're struggling in your marriage, if you're about to get married, if you are in the process of divorce, first of all, I don't want to negate that. And I don't want to tell you you're bad. See, this is part of the problem that I see with people as we say divorce is bad. It is, but it's not bad because it's sinful. It's bad because of how much it hurts you. So if you're going through a divorce right now, or you've been through a divorce, I just want to tell you, you know, you can come out of these doldrums. You can get back to where you want to be. And regardless of how this person is acting or how you've acted, doesn't matter. You have a process that you can do to be back where you want to be. So this is part of what I'm talking about is that quitting. So as we come to Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day is not next week, but it's the week after next week. All right. What is the little thing you could do for Valentine's Day right now for your spouse or your significant other? Now don't think about it. Valentine's Day. Think about it this week. Think about it this week as you're going through this week. What are you going to do? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I think you've got, if you live in New Mexico or you live anywhere, really, you've got time. I think you should go to Family Life, look at Weekend to Remember, and think about getting away with your spouse and taking time just for you and make that a Valentine's Day gift. What a great Valentine's Day gift to say to your spouse, hey, I've been thinking about us. I want us to be better. Even if we're great, I want us to be the best. So here we go. I'm gonna offer this up to you. And I can tell you going to a Weekend to Remember is a great thing. All right. Two, as you're looking at Valentine's Day, if you do the Weekend to Remember, if you can't, you're like, wow, that's expensive. Okay, that's fine. What are you going to do? Now, we know Valentine's Day is on a Tuesday this week, so that's going to make it hard. I think it's on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday or Wednesday. That's going to be really hard to do anything big, but what can you do? You know, are chocolates enough for you to be like, hey, I just love you and I want you to have these chocolates? Are you planning a date for the weekend after? Have you asked your spouse out on a date for the weekend after? Have you made it important to do that with your spouse, your significant other? And what I'm telling you is that love is hard, but people quit on love because they just get lazy. Don't be lazy. Make it important. I understand if you have kids at home, you've got a job, you've got responsibilities. I get it. But you've also got time to spend on your spouse. You've got time. Make sure you're doing it. Make sure you're taking the time to show love to your spouse. Now, next week, this is a short week, I know, partially because I'm late, partially because I'm at home and there's all these kids yelling and screaming around me and I'm worried that they're coming through the podcast. So, it's okay. So next week, we'll be talking. I'll be hitting right before Valentine's Day. And here's what I'm going to talk about. Is how do you make sure that you are doing your part to show love to your spouse biblically? This week, we kind of got off the Bible thing. And this week, next week, I want to talk about how are you doing that? So this week I talked, there's a lot of things we quit. Look at your life and think, what have I quit? What have I quit doing for my spouse, for my relationship? And can I start doing it again? Did I quit? Did they quit? Am I willing to have that conversation? Next week, we're going to talk about what can you add? What are some things you can do that are new and exciting that can amp up your marriage? And guys, I've done this over my years. I've thought, you know, I want to add to my marriage. So I did stuff. So you guys, be thinking about that as we meet next week. But also, as you're looking at this week ahead, think, what have I stopped doing? What have I quit doing that I used to do? And bring it back. Maybe you used to open your door and you don't open your spouse's door. If you're a husband and you used to open your wife's door, you don't do that anymore. Maybe you used to dress up really nice for each other and you don't do that anymore. What have you quit doing that you can add in the next 5 days? And then also, as we get to next week, what are you thinking would be fun to add to your relationship to make it a little bit better? And so this week for love, what have you quit doing? Next week, well, what do you want to add? Now, I do want to say that if you love this podcast, please subscribe, please like. I will talk about marriage for the entire month of February. And I will also continue talking about parenting and marriage throughout the year. It is something I'm good at. I might get off topic for a little bit, but for the most part, I'm going to stay in that realm. So if you have any questions, feel free to email me at Alan Geddie. That's ALANGEDDE at gmail.com. You can also go to my website, unlessthelord.org, to see if you have any requests for me there, any questions. You can also catch me on Facebook, Alan Geddie, Instagram, Alan Geddie. I mean, it's Alan Geddie, ALANGEDDE. Guys, I'm the only one in the United States. All you got to do is put in Allen Getty, and there's a million ways to contact me. You can do a Google search and it pops up. So please check it out. If you like the podcast, I would love it if you would subscribe. I would love it if you would tell your friends about it, because the more listeners I get, the better things get. Maybe I can do a little bit better of a podcast. I don't know. Maybe you like the way it is. Either way, tell your friends. All right, guys, I will see you next week. I'll try and get this in on Friday like I normally do, or Thursday. But if I don't, you'll hear me eventually. All right, guys, have a great week. We'll talk to you later.